exports are critical to the success of wheat farmers across the country. Through the Wheat Checkoff, South Dakota growers collaborate with U.S. Wheat Associates to develop international demand from global markets. Recently, South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Reid Christofferson met with U.S. Wheat Associates staff from the Netherlands, Morocco, and North Africa as they reported feedback from millers and bakers in Europe, the Mediterranean, North and Sub-Saharan Africa, as well as the Middle East.
We recognize right now that the strength of the U.S. dollar really competes with our ability to export into some of those markets, but that we continue to support and educate them on the value of the quality of the U.S. wheat and what that gets them for a final product.
Breads and pastas across the globe differ to some degree due to ethnic preferences and supplies of base ingredients. Christofferson states U.S. Wheat Associates works with foreign buyers to showcase the fit of U.S. wheat to international needs.
And they're constantly looking to see how they can use the qualities of good wheat to offset the requirement for a lot of chemical inputs, enzymes, preservatives, leavening types of products, and how can we use those good traits of good U.S. wheat to minimize ingredients and to work towards what is known as a clean label.
This market service is enhanced by baking schools both here and abroad, teaching users the value of high-quality U.S. wheat. Christofferson adds the Russian-Ukrainian war certainly impacts supply of global wheat, elevating the need to showcase U.S. wheat as an alternative for international customers. It's all made possible through the Wheat Checkoff program in tandem with public support. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.